The following audio was recorded at the Pacific School Leadership Institute, which was held October 21 and 22, 2021, at Waits Lake Open Bible Camp near Valley, Washington.
Good morning, and I greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. I don't know what last night's talks did for you, but I feel the flame in my heart already fanned. It's already greater than what it was when I came. As we entered the gorge yesterday and headed east, we hit a pretty stiff headwind. And so we had a goal, and so it was pedal down. And the wind did not stop us. The wind did not slow us down. It fanned the flame that was burning. You know what happens when you turn a leaf blower onto a lethargic bonfire? It will develop a tremendously intense heat and flame. That's what I believe we want these meetings to do today. Fan that flame that is already kindled in our hearts. Not ignorant of his devices, taken from 2 Corinthians 2:11. Turn with me for an opening thought to 2 Corinthians 11. I was reading through Corinthians the other day, and these verses stood out to me as I've been considering this topic. 2 Corinthians 11, 1 to 3. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds shall be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I believe if Paul was here in my shoes today, he would still be saying, don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan is intent on detracting us from our mission and goal. I fear lest you will be moved by his work in your heart to deceive you. What really stood out to me was the thought that Satan deceives us from the simplicity of Christ. Simplicity simply means singleness. Singleness of heart. A heart for God that will direct our lives in the path of God. I haven't lived very long, but I've drawn a conclusion in regards to conflict. Now, we're talking about school here today, and so I'll pick on church problems. You don't have to go very far before you hear about church problems. And I've come to the conclusion that, well, you hear about these things, and they very quickly become very complicated. But I have concluded that the solution is really quite simple. I believe that those involved simply need to return to a singleness of heart, back to the simplicity of Christ. The problem is, they're no longer of singleness of heart. Conflict comes from the heart that Yes, maybe there's a peace that wants to please God, but a heart that also wants to please self. That produces conflict. When we try to please both, we lose this simplicity in Christ. We're headed for trouble. I believe this is one of the devices that Satan would use. Before we look at a few of Satan's devices, I'd like to just remind us of what our purpose and goal is in our Christian day schools. We heard some of that last night, and I believe it's well that we have that in our minds, what our purpose and goal is, as we then consider what it is that Satan is trying to attack in our lives, in our churches, in our schools. What is our purpose and goal? Well, it's to give our children an education. Yes, but it's more than that. An education that is based on biblical principle that we believe what it teaches, and that we walk in that. We want to teach that. It's a curriculum with an Anabaptist perspective. It's teachers who demonstrate Christ-likeness. And it's an atmosphere that teaches and encourages Christian discipleship. I believe that is an overriding purpose and goal as we teach the math and reading. It takes teachers that are willing to serve. It takes a board who's willing to work. And it takes parents who are willing to be engaged. We need a whole network of intentionality. We're going to hear more of that today as we conduct our schools. I am a parent. I'm on the school board, and I'm a church leader, and I have a growing passion for our children. It's our homes and our schools that make up our churches today, and that will make the church of tomorrow. Parents, teachers, leaders, it does matter what we invest into our schools today. For Satan is intent on aborting our best plan. Don't be ignorant of his devices. While we want to design the learning atmosphere and program for our children, we are also intent on our children not learning some of the things that the public school system does teach. And I believe this is a worthy purpose and goal. I believe it's a God-honoring purpose and goal. But I also believe that it runs counter to Satan's agenda. And so we have every reason to believe that Satan is working his hardest and is inventing devices to use in your life and mine to disengage our purpose and to ruin our children. So appreciated the thought last night that our vision must be multi-generational. What I do today, what I believe today, what I teach today will affect my children's children's children. So if we have created a safe learning haven, how does Satan work his wiles? Well, it's a work that involves people. And as long as it involves people, there is potential for conflict. We have teachers and children. We have parents and school board. We have the state and the church. Our homes are represented. Our churches are represented. And our teachers may be from the home church or they may be from away. I have several devices that Satan, I believe, uses, but you will need to add to the list to make it complete. I thought of pride. It's pretty easy for there to be family pride, parental pride, church pride, as well as personal pride that so easily exhibits itself. There's the teacher, the board, the homes, all places for pride to potentially come in and pull us apart. Pride is at the root of many problems. It blinds us to our own needs, and it focuses on others' needs or perceived needs. And we disregard what God so clearly tells us in how to relate as we justify our pride. So whether it's the parents sticking up for their child, or the teacher defending their action, or the board sticking to their decision, pride can put us in a dangerous position. Proverbs says, pride is one of the things that God hates. And that when pride cometh, then cometh shame. Pride is destructive to relationships, and it leads to divisions. Divisions, I believe, is another thing, another device. Paul to the Corinthian church says, now I beseech you, brethren, that there be no divisions among you. While the school board is responsible for their sphere of leadership and responsibility, their duty, I believe the school is here to serve the church and serve our homes. We have leadership teams on all, each of these levels, in the home, in the church, and in the school. And these leadership teams are often interrelated on these different levels. This can either greatly enhance the vision and strengthen the vision and enable us to carry out our vision, or it can divide. And we call that, so vision is all moving in one direction. And that is God's plan for us as we teach our children. But if we will not all pull together, then it causes division. And that's a dividing of vision. That's pulling opposite directions. And that's what Satan would have us do as we seek to teach our children. And so Paul admonishes in the same verse, speak all the same thing. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. I believe offenses come in as another device that Satan would use. I'm going to read a few verses from 1 Corinthians 10. 10:31 through chapter 11, verse 1. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, nor in the work of the school, may I add. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Even what I eat and drink must be subjected to the offense test. And whatsoever I do, as I work with the school board, as I work with my church family, as I work with my wife. When I seek my own profit ahead of another's, that's when I cause offense. May we say as Paul, follow me as I follow Christ. I believe indifference is another device that Satan would like to use. I appreciate the representation of our churches here today. We come from all over. I think that's wonderful. I don't know how many churches are represented here. This is my first time. And I hope that these meetings will eradicate any indifference that came with us, that was in our hearts as we came to these meetings. It took effort on the part of every one of us to be here. I believe that says something. As we consider the vision of our schools and the burden we carry for what our children learn and where they go, we simply cannot do what is easy. We can't rest in that. But we must fight for the spiritual welfare of our children. Indifference comes with a loss of vision. Just getting sidetracked from that one purpose and goal, and our vision being clouded and heading off another direction. It comes from a lack of commitment and an attitude of, well, I don't care, it's not my child. Brothers and sisters, let's rise up and fight for the coming generation. Let's invest our lives for our children. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. May God bless you.